Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore, who is chasing the ball. Helms reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Helms tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Rader reaches second base with a double. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Howard reaches second base with a double. Rader moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kuzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Agee. Milner reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. Milan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub is walked intentionally. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. Staub moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Tom Griffin now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Theodore moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzman takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuzman moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kuzman strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Upshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Howard strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou pinch hits for Cecil Upshaw. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Howard and he is out, Helms applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuzman hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 3 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Watson reaches second base with a double. Cedeno moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson juggles the ball. That's an error on Watson. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Roger Metzger. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.